This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Now, if you live under a rock, maybe you don't know that tomorrow is Election Day. But in fact, there are places in the United States where the campaign doesn't have very much impact, and it's difficult for the light of the political sun that is emanating from both of these campaigns, Barack Obama and John McCain, to actually penetrate. And, you know, we thought we would look into a place where maybe the presidential campaign has not really been much of an issue for a few moments. Joining us now is Jeffrey Merrill, who's warden of Maine State Prison. Warden, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Maine and Vermont, I want to point out to our listeners, are the only two states in the country that allow convicted felons to vote while in prison. So in theory, there are voters in play at the prisons in Maine and in Vermont. How does that play in your facility, Warden Merrill?
Well, the prisoners, if they want to participate in the voting process, then they have to request by themselves, they have to do it themselves, initiate it themselves, to get an absentee ballot from the residents of the last known residents where they lived prior to incarceration. And they have to do the work themselves and get the ballot inside and complete it and then return it.
Now, do you get any sense that prisoners care about this sort of thing, even if they do watch television and see political ads and have a sense of the campaign?
The reality is they have that right, but they very, very few exercise that right.
You know, it's not ironic. I mean, of course, these are people whose very lives are dependent upon the government, and yet they don't necessarily feel they have any kind of a stake in terms of their vote. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think a lot of it is just the fact that they have to do all the work to do it. I mean, they have to request it, and they have to complete it, and they have to follow through. So I think they talk about it some, but I don't think they really want to spend the time or the effort.
Now, the NAACP did an educational project in your prison during this campaign cycle. Can you describe what that was about?
Yeah, the prisoners in Maine have always had the right to vote, and they were concerned that the prisoners weren't really fully aware of how to do that, how to approach it. So they asked if they could come in and just explain the voting process and encourage them to exercise that right. And they did do that. There was a group that came in. We have an active NAACP group within the prison. And so they came in and had an opportunity to brief the prisoners on that, to reiterate the program and the process that we had established and encourage them to participate.
Any sensitivity on your part to getting your staff involved in the political campaign one way or another?
No. I mean, the staff, they don't engage in conversations in between their political views and that of the prisoner.
I see. Any sense? What is your facility?
It's a maximum security prison. I have actually two prisons that I am the warden over, and I've got a medium and a minimum security facility and a max, and I've got about 1,200 prisoners.
Now, any just sort of gut sense of whether they're, you know, McCain or Obama?
No, not really.
Come on.
I think that they
getting this kind of candor out of a warden. I know this early in the morning. It's I'm barking up the wrong tree here.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Come on, a little bit.
But they do have a lot of chat because they have televisions that they've purchased themselves
and
money they've earned, and so they monitor and they watch it. But
they'll be watching the returns tomorrow night. Jeffrey Merrill, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Jeffrey Merrill is the warden of Maine State Prison, where prisoners can vote.
But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.